Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It is Thursday, July 14th, and we are the podcast that updates whenever there's news, all day, every weekday.
Here's the latest. Ivana Trump, mother of Ivanka, Eric, and Don Jr., and Donald Trump's first wife, has died. She was 73. The Czech-American businesswoman grew up under communism and married Donald Trump in 1977. They were together for more than a decade before a very public and acrimonious split. She also had this cameo in the 1996 movie First Wives Club, offering this divorce advice.
Ladies, we have to be strong and independent. And remember, what? Don't get mad. Get everything.
Global leaders are reacting to this rather casual-sounding admission from former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Somebody who has helped plan coup d'etat, not here, but, you know, other places, it takes a lot of work.
Bolton's comment to CNN got former Bolivian President Evo Morales tweeting that the United States is, quote, the worst enemy of democracy and life. Morales was ousted in 2019. Russia's Foreign Affairs Ministry also called for an international investigation.
Early this morning, a fleet of 52 empty school buses draped in purple and black cloth drove by Senator Ted Cruz's office and home in Houston. It was a mile long and had 4,368 empty seats, representing the number of children killed by gun violence since 2020. The buses had the words NRA Children's Museum on their sides. It was a protest organized by Manuel Oliver, whose son Joaquin was killed in the Parkland school shooting 5 years ago. As Western sanctions continue to pummel Russia's economy, Moscow has found a new buyer for its oil exports, Cuba. Reuters reports that Cuba received 700,000 barrels of Russian oil today. That's about $70 million worth. Cuba usually gets its oil from Venezuela, which is way closer, but lately Venezuela has been struggling to meet demand. And because of that, Brazil may be the next to accept Russian exports. When most people get frustrated with work, they complain to their coworkers. But one former CIA cybersecurity engineer got so fed up with his job that he orchestrated the largest data leak in the agency's history. And now he's facing up to 80 years in prison after being convicted in federal court Wednesday. Joshua Schulte gave WikiLeaks scores of information about CIA surveillance techniques. A prosecuting attorney called it, quote, one of the most brazen and damaging acts of espionage in American history. Today and every day, we're updating The Refresh from Insider as news happens, so check back whenever you want to know the latest.
Coming up, Rebecca and I play our weekly game with the news, Two Headlines and a Lie.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Calendly, Gong, and HubSpot. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone. Over 500 women who say Uber drivers sexually assaulted them are suing the rideshare company. The lawsuit claims these women were, quote, kidnapped, sexually assaulted, sexually battered, raped, falsely imprisoned, stalked, harassed, or otherwise attacked by their Uber drivers. It also claims Uber knew about these incidents but did little to prevent them, for example, requiring cameras in rideshare cars. Uber says it cannot be held responsible for drivers' actions.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid have agreed to sign a joint pledge to stop Iran from going nuclear. Biden told Israel's Channel 12 he would do anything necessary to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons.
Does that also mean, sir, that you would use force against Iran? Is that what that means?
That was the last resort, yes.
This agreement with Israel could strengthen Biden's efforts to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. President Trump pulled out of that deal in 2018.
It's a big week for space news. Astronomers have detected a mysterious signal from a galaxy at least a billion light years away. In other words, very, 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 very far. What's really strange is this signal sounds like a heartbeat. Now, don't get your doomsday gear ready just yet because scientists don't think it's aliens. They're pretty sure it's just radio burst signals from a dying star. But typically, those signals last just milliseconds. This heartbeat sound lasts 3 seconds, which is unheard of.
According to internal data from Google, nearly 40% of Gen Zers are more likely to choose TikTok or Instagram instead of Google when searching for a place to get lunch. It's an interesting look at how search habits might be changing among the younger crowd. Execs at Google tell TechCrunch they're now planning updates for Google Search and Maps to attract Gen Z.
Jane Goodall, the famed primatologist and anthropologist, can now add becoming a Barbie doll to her list of accomplishments. Mattel announced the Jane Goodall Barbie this week as part of its Inspiring Women series. The doll is made from recycled plastics. Goodall, now 88 years old, says she's always wanted to be immortalized in doll form as a way to inspire young girls.
Rebecca, it's Thursday. And you know what that means? We're going to play Two Headlines and a Lie with our friend Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew.
Yes, Morning Brew runs a version of this game every Thursday in their daily newsletter. So, Maddie, can you remind our listeners how the game works?
So, I'm going to read you 3 news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than a Philadelphia sushi roll.
Wow.
I love Philadelphia sushi rolls.
Throwing jabs at Philadelphia today, huh?
It's fake. It's got cream cheese in it.
Wow. Maddie chose violence this morning. Great. Yeah. Continue.
Dave and Rebecca, once again, you're going to try and probably fail to guess which headline is a lie.
And before I move on, just to toot my own horn here, I actually won last week, which was a weird feeling. But I'd like to see if we can do it again.
Well, Maddie, give us the headlines.
Okay. So headline A, scientists design contraceptives to limit gray squirrels.
Okay.
Headline B, an Arctic wolf at the Toronto Zoo has been sneaking out of its enclosure at night to meet up with its girlfriend, a neighbor's German shepherd. And headline C, a distillery is fighting invasive crabs by turning them into whiskey.
Okay, love the animal theme.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose to believe headline B because it's adorable. Headline A seems realistic as well. You know, squirrels are annoying. No offense to squirrels. I'm going to say headline C, the crab turned into whiskey headline, is the fake one.
I'm going to diverge with you a bit. So wait a minute. What is it? An Arctic fox that's escaping the Toronto Zoo? Okay. Like, I know that there's a reputation in Canada that nobody locks their doors up here. But like, I think it's a little weird to assume that like the zoo just has all of its cages open and they're just like letting this one animal go out to like meet its girlfriend.
Well, it's escaping
and then going back. Disney and Pixar movies have ruined me. This is a real story and I choose to believe it.
But I'm gonna say that feels like the fake headline to me. I don't know. It feels like romantic to me, and you know, it's 2022, like we said, and romance is dead. So
Dave, hater of whimsy.
That's me. Well, Maddie.
So the lie is the Arctic fox one. It's not escaping. Dave wins.
Let's go.
I tried to use reverse psychology on that one because I was like, Toronto, Canada, Dave. I bet he'll think this one is real. I even did research as to what animals the Toronto Zoo had.
Oh, come on. An animal escaping this.
I really appreciate your commitment, Maddie.
Rebecca, I appreciate your commitment to losing to me. Maddie, can you tell us more about these other headlines?
So, yeah, a constitutional right to contraceptives may be in jeopardy in the US, but in the UK, apparently even squirrels can get them.
Even squirrels.
Government scientists have been testing out oral contraceptives on gray squirrels to limit their population. If successful, it would gradually eliminate the gray squirrel species from the UK without killing them. And apparently these little furry goblins are very destructive to woodland ecosystems and to red squirrels. So it's not bad that they're getting eliminated.
Okay.
So we prefer red squirrels to gray squirrels?
I'm not going to pick sides here, but...
Okay, UK, you do you. And what about the other one?
So a distillery in New Hampshire is trying to address an invasive green crab problem by using the crabs to make whiskey. Just in case you ever thought, I wish this whiskey had more notes of crab. The distillery is far too small, and there are way too many of these buggers for this endeavor to solve the problem, but the distillery hopes it will at least raise awareness on the issue.
Gross, or, like Philadelphia rolls, perhaps delicious. Thanks, Maddie, and be sure to visit morningbrew.com to subscribe to their great daily newsletter, and listen to the Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.